AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Capitol Police say they know of a potential attack plot for tomorrow.
Tomorrow is March 4th, what used to be Presidential Inauguration Day, and the threat appears connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will again take power March 4th. Capitol Police say the intelligence indicates an unidentified militia group may try to breach the building. Its statement came as Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman was before a House panel but refused to give more details.
That intelligence is law enforcement sensitive.
There's been considerably less online chatter than in the lead up to January's Capitol attack, and there is still a big fence around the building, cutting off all entry. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo apologizes for making people uncomfortable, but he won't resign. At least three women have accused him of sexual harassment.
I could intend no offense, but if they were offended by it, then it was wrong. And if they were offended by it, I apologize.
New York's attorney general is investigating. The 25 people crammed into a Ford Expedition involved in a deadly crash in Southern California slipped across the border from Mexico.
Workers in Winter Haven, California are repairing a hole in the border wall where it's suspected that an SUV involved with a deadly accident in El Centro drove through. The Border Patrol's El Centro sector chief told the AP that surveillance video showed a Ford Expedition and a Chevrolet Suburban drive through the opening on Tuesday. The overloaded Expedition, packed with 25 people, continued on and a tractor trailer struck it a short time later.
We have been able to identify 10 people of Mexican origin who were deceased in the accident.
Chief Omar Watson with the California Highway Patrol said the SUV had only front seats.
There are numerous people that were ejected onto the roadway as a result of this collision.
I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. There's been a sharp slowdown in growth in the service sector of the economy.
The Institute for Supply Chain Management says its index of service sector activity dropped to a reading of 55.5 last month. That's down about 3.5 points from January, when activity neared a two-year high. Any reading above 50 indicates growth. Economists had expected a drop-off, but not this big. Even with the decline, the service sector has grown for 9 straight months. Businesses cited supply chain issues such as production capacity restraints and material shortages as problems they are facing. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Republican-dominated Arkansas House passes a bill that bans nearly all abortions, sending it to Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson, who has expressed reservations about the move. The bill's sponsor says it is intended to force the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.